Okay, today I'm just going to do a short halachic piece. I've started doing some work on Inyanei Kriyat Shema over the last few weeks, so I want to share a brief corona-related shaila that relates to a prominent minhag in Kriyat Shema that's found in the collection of Minchat Asher, volume 3 on corona. So there's been much discussion about Zoom minyanim, the extent to which you can or cannot be mitzaref to a minyan through virtual means, and it's a complicated issue. In general, the poskim assume that you cannot be part of a minyan. You can't create a minyan for sure. The question of whether you can fulfill certain types of obligations through Zoom or telephone is a well-discussed issue in the last, let's say, 50, 60 years of Psak, and obviously has gotten a lot more press in the last few months. But Rav Asher Weiss deals with a very, very small question, which is, what do you do if you are, in whatever way, participating in a minyan, when you say Kriyat Shema? Do you say Kel Melech Ne'eman before Kriyat Shema? Now we know that obviously, as things go, this is a pretty low stakes question compared to some of the others, because the issue of saying Kel Melech Ne'eman is only a minhag. It is a an old minhag, and it's quoted l'halacha in the Ramah, even though it was challenged by some of his contemporaries, like the Maharshal, and some thought it was a hefsek between the bracha and Kriyat Shema. But the minhag emerges from a tradition that we should have 248 words in Kriyat Shema, which is parallel to the conceptualization of Chazal that there are 248 Evarim in the human body. And since Kriyat Shema is 245, so we add 3. So if you are Bitzibur, the extra 3 come from Hashem Elokeichem Emet that is repeated by the Chazan. And if you don't, Davin Bitzibur, so then the Ramah says that you should add Kel Melech Ne'eman. And for the most part, this is the Ashkenazi minhag, though there are those who challenge this. If you look in Rav Schwab's Sefer on Tefillah, he'll note that there are German communities who, despite being Ashkenazi, do not share this minhag of the Ramah. So Rav Asher Weiss says, okay, well, within this minhag, so we need to ask the following. On the one hand, it's clear that even if you're in some way participating in a minyan through Zoom or telephone or the like, you're not part of the minyan, right? You can't create a minyan with 10 people who are linked up through video conference. But it is possible, and again, this is a machloket, but according to the poskim, we say that there is a certain value to listening and participating in mitzvot through the phone, through video conference, we can at least say that it is permitted to answer amen and the like. And the basis for this is the minhag from the shul in Alexandria in the sugya in Sukkah, Dafnan Aleph, that says that they couldn't hear the people who were the chazan at the back of the shul, but they would answer amen when they were told that it was time to answer amen through some form of flag, semaphore, and the like. So Rav Asher Weiss says the conceptual question here is, how do you understand the Hashem Elokeichem Emet that the Chazan says when he gives you your 3 extra words so that you don't have to say Kel Melech Ne'eman? Do you say that the minna conceptualizes this as an obligation to have 248 words, and therefore you need to be able to be yotzei your chiyuv, so to speak. Again, it's a minhag, but yotzei your saying of 248 words with the statement Hashem Elokeichem Emet of the Chazan. And if that's the case, so then just like you can't participate in a minyan, you can't actually be part of the minyan through video conference or through phone, so then you can't be yotzei your chiyuv of saying 248 words by hearing the Chazan say Hashem Elokeichem Emet. And then, in order to fulfill this minhag, you would have to say Kel Melech Ne'eman. Or do you say that even within this minhag, there is no obligation to say 248? There's more of a segula of sorts, a value of having 248 words associated with your Kriyat Shema. And therefore, it's not a question of being yotzei. I am, by listening in to a communal Kriyat Shema and hearing a chazan say, Hashem Elokeichem Emet, so I in some way participated in a Kriyat Shema that now reflects in this symbolic way the number 248, which is parallel to the limbs of a person. So again, if you conceptualize it the first way, that the minhag thinks that there's a not an obligation, but there's a personal value to say 248 words, so then I, so to speak, need to be yotzei with the chazan. And since I can't really be yotzei achiyuv through video conference, so then even though I'm quasi-participating in this minyan, I would have to say kel melech ne'eman if I want to be, to fulfill the value of this minhag. If, on the other hand, you think that the nature of the minhag of kel melech ne'eman is simply that my Kriyat Shema symbolically be affiliated with the number 248, so maybe it's sufficient to tap in to a minyan and hear a chazan say Hashem Elokeichem Emet, and that's enough. The Rusher notes that, again, this is a minhag, and there isn't so much discussion, so it's hard to really pin down the conceptual underpinning of the minhag. And he says, on the one hand, there's no yitziah yidei chovah. It's not an obligation, it's just sort of a symbolic minhag. So on the one hand, you might say, look, it's sufficient to hear a chazan. On the other hand, you might say that no, the fact that I might be allowed to respond amen, that's subject to a machlokes, and it's not really clear why that is. And according to some, you can't even respond amen over the phone because it has zero value. It's not considered shmiya halachically at all. And if that's the case, so then even to accomplish this symbolic minhag of kel melech ne'eman, it wouldn't be sufficient to hear a chazan saying Hashem Elokeichem Emet. I would have to say kel melech ne'eman to even tap into this symbolic value of 248. Again, as I said, this is relatively low stakes because this is all a minhag in the end of the day, and no one really thinks it's a formal achiyuv. Nevertheless, Rav Asher Weiss is note to say, and this is the conclusion of his tshuva, l'fichach niret fei shachin yomer l'fnei kriyat shema kel melech ne'eman k'chol ha-mitpalel b'yechidut, that he is note to say that one should treat it as if he's davening b'yechidut, and in fact, say kel melech ne'eman to accomplish the value of having 248. Now again, to reiterate, this is a minhag to begin with, which not all communities share. But nevertheless, since this is a widespread minhag that's brought in the Ramban, I'm sure most, if not all of you, have this minhag, it is worth at least teasing out the conceptual underpinnings. Do you think that the minhag generates some sort of personal chiyuv? Or do you think that even within the confines of the minhag, there's just a generic symbolic value to associate your Kriyat Shema with the number 248? And, as I said, you also have to get into the question of, and this is the broader issue, do you think that hearing something through the phone or through video conference is something but not sufficient to be full participation in minyan, but it has some value, in which case maybe, at least for a low-level halachic obligation slash minhag like this, it would be sufficient. Or do you really think that, no, there's zero value to hearing from a halachic perspective over various communications technology, in which case, even for this low-level minhag, it would not be sufficient to provide your 248. And again, Rav Asher Weiss, even though he's not 100% sure, is noted to say that you should say Kel Melech Ne'eman and not treat the hearing that you had through the communications technology as significant for these purposes in any way, shape, or form.